CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Ekaterina Zolotova, geopolitical futures analyst. She's in Moscow, writing most recently about the Russian economy. And now that Vladimir Putin, the president, is elected for the fifth time, the road ahead is, we're told, a war economy. It is now, according to the Kremlin, a war with Ukraine. And the budget needs to be dealt with, especially the deficit of the budget. Ekaterina, you provide with your analysis of a map of Russia broken into regions that have experienced the most debt by region over the last year, the least debt by region over the last year. The war economy, the manufacturing, the demand for workers, the extra wages, is that concentrated on the east of the country? Where are those regions? Thank you.
Well, the map that shows the government debt growth shows us different areas. For example, some areas in the south, some areas in the north of the country. We also can see some part in the east and in the west. So these are special regions that usually require not only the traditional help from the government, but sometimes they also need extra help, for example, for the infrastructure or in order to stimulate their production or in order to reconstruct some ports or construct the new ports and so on. Some of these regions, like, for example, the north, they are known by their not very welcome weather, not really good weather for people living. And in order to stimulate the population to live in such places, in far places, some governmental programs also needed. So usually all of this debt growth depends not only the military purpose and not only on the military production. These regions also require additional help from the government to stimulate the social and economic sector as well. So this is why this debt growth was observed during the last year especially.
What is the thinking about closing the deficit? You mentioned a progressive income tax. Is that something that's going forward, or is that just speculation now in Moscow?
Well, it was speculation several years ago, maybe a decade ago, not even several years ago. But the first step to this progressive system was made in 2021 when the government introduced two taxes. It's 13% for people whose salary is less than 5 million rubles and 15% for the people whose salary is higher. But right now, the government is discussing the introduction of a real progressive scale for the taxation. And there are several projects already discussed in the government. For example, we can see one of the projects that suggests several tax rates from zero tax rate to 35%, depends on the income of the person. And right now, the government is considering this very seriously. Plus, a lot of institutions and a lot of expert organizations are trying to count the effect of the introduction of such scale into the economy. Today, for example, Russian Kommersant, Russian newspaper Kommersant, published a very interesting investigation that such introduction of 20-25% will lead to the decline of GDP by 1%, about 1%. Given the fact that Russian economy right now is still struggling with the sanctions, and Russian economy is trying to understand its own way, how to import substitute, trying to find the new partners. This decline is not what the Russian government would like to see. It would like to have a higher pace of economic growth, for sure.
I note that the Russia's Gini coefficient, that's a way of measuring income inequality, has risen sharply in 2023. Is that something that the progressive income tax could deal with? Is that seen as a solution to that?
Yes, in fact, yes. If we divide the population of Russia into five groups by 20%, we will see that the last 20%, they have about half of the all income that Russian population is receiving. So right now, for example, the project that is discussed, it doesn't consider the population that have less than 5 million rubles. And we could say that most of Russian people, they do have this salary. This project is dealing with the people whose salary is definitely higher. And this population belongs to the last group, the richest Russians. So potentially these can deal with the problem of growing Gini coefficient for sure. But of course, there are other difficulties that Russian economy and Russian government can face. For example, these people can start to hide the income. There can be the gray market that can grow, and it will be very difficult for people to, for the government to collect the tax. And of course, there can be the situation when these people will not have any interest to invest or increase their productivity because of high taxation. This is what discussed by many experts right now and included into different analysis.
The National Welfare Fund, which is a safety net, that's what we call it here. It takes care of a large number of the population. Are these elderly people, chiefly elderly people and widows and orphans? Is that who it's designed for?
This National Wealth Fund, it's the fund where Russia puts its extra income from the sale of oil and gas, especially oil. The elderly people, they have their own pension fund. Of course, the government can use this National Wealth Fund to stimulate the pensions and in order to invest into different projects and infrastructure. But sometimes when it comes to the question of using this National Wealth Fund, there is a lot of discussion. I think that last time we faced this discussion several years ago when the government couldn't decide what to do with this fund, to invest outside or to invest inside. Because if talking about investment inside, this could increase the inflation and create more problems if we talk about the investment in some risky projects. So Russia could simply lose the money, for example, in risky projects. And investing outside, it could be perceived by its own population not good, since why the Kremlin has to invest outside if there are a lot of problems inside the economy.
Ekaterina Zolotova reporting for Geopolitical Futures. I mentioned this detail. A third of the population of Russia lives on state benefits here in the war economy and after the attack on Moscow. This is a way of looking at a country that has comparable institutions, a progressive income tax, Ekaterina, I assure you. Evasion is part of a progressive income tax. We have it here. It's everywhere. It's coming to Moscow if you go progressive. Ekaterina Zolotova, it's Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. I heartily recommend it. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.